Michelin Tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, final half hour of today's show. Man, this show's gone quick here on this Thursday, September 18th, 2025 edition. I have been seeking an attorney general candidate for years. I did not like, this is me personally, I did not like Bill Schuette as an attorney general in any way, shape, or form. I stood up to Bill Schuette the very day the Obergefell decision came out of the United States Supreme Court. When it was announced that gay marriage was the law of the land. Bill Schuette's words. Not the truth, but Bill Schuette's words. Governor Rick Snyder mimicked those words put out by the Attorney General Bill Schuette. Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee were challenged in court all the way to the United States Supreme Court by the law firm that Dana Nessel worked at, Ann Arbor. Lesbians taking it all the way to the United States Supreme Court to undo our Michigan state constitution. Gary Glenn, personal friend of mine, back in the day when he worked for the Michigan Association of Families, put it on the ballot, and we the people voted to define marriage between one man and one woman, and we put it in our state constitution, as did Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Dana Nessel's law firm, private law firm, took it to court, began the process. In 2015, on this microphone, when I got the news flash at roughly, I think it was 10:30, 10:45, Pastor Chatfield was on the show. We were doing history lesson. When I read the text message on my phone, the Obergefell decision had come out. I immediately went into prayer. Lord, Father God, please forgive us for what we have done. They just sanctified something in the United States Supreme Court that goes against your word. Please, Lord, Father, God, forgive us. Later that Friday night, Bill Schuette was doing a fundraiser at Chateau Grand Traverse Winery, Ed O'Keefe's Winery, on Old Mission Peninsula. Vicki and I got there early. Bill was greeting people as they were coming in. Walked to him. Oh, hey, Trucker Andy. Hey, Vicki. Shook her hands. Vicki asked Bill Schuette a very direct question. Why did you come out today and say, that's it? Gay marriage is now the law of the land because of the Supreme Court's opinion. It didn't change our state constitution. What should have happened was the state legislature, based on the Supreme Court ruling, should then have passed legislation in the House, the Senate, signed by a governor, matching the opinion of the Supreme Court to undo our state's constitution legislatively, which could still have been challenged in court, but at least it would concurred with the United States Supreme Court's opinion. Do you know what Bill Schuette did? When Vicki, face-to-face, standing no less than 3 feet away from his nose, do you know what he did? He turned and walked away. As he was walking away, I said, answer her question, Bill. And he just stuck up his hand and, like, threw his hand at us. Like, leave me alone. Doug Lloyd, with 30 years experience as a prosecutor, a microcosm, his county, 110,000 people, his budget, folks, can be multiplied by 90.6. Excuse me, 90.9. The state attorney general's budget, under which he will be overseeing and operating under when he gets to Lansing and to be our next attorney general, he's already got the experience of doing it at the county level with 110,000 people. It's just going to be a bigger budget in 83 counties instead of one. I have been waiting for somebody with experience that knows how to be a prosecutor to be the next attorney general of this state. And I believe we just talked to him. I haven't looked him in the eye yet. I haven't shaken his hand. I have not vetted him on other issues that I'm concerned about, which I will face to face. I'm having lunch with him on the island tomorrow after my show. And I'm going to attend an event that's being held on the island Friday night, 7 to 9. After that vetting process, folks, if he answers my questions the way I want to hear him answer as being our next attorney general, I'm going to publicly endorse him. We're not there yet. I've got a lot of legal issues that need to be discussed with him that I want direct answers to. And I believe the way he answered those questions on that short little half-hour podcast interview we just did, I think he will answer them the way I think he needs to in order to get my personal endorsement. When we go to that state convention next year, we need somebody strong. We need to nominate a strong candidate so that they can get up and run against the Democrats' candidate at their state convention and kick their butt in November 26. I'm thinking Doug Lloyd might be that guy. But we will let you know. I'll let you know how the lunch goes and the evening event on Friday. We'll talk about it on the show on Monday. If there's anything we disagree on, or he's going to explain it to me that I don't understand how it works and I don't understand a certain law, I don't understand certain statutes, educate me, Doug. Tell me where I'm wrong and tell me exactly why and give me the MCLs. Give me the statutes. Give me what it says in the state constitution, which, by the way, I teach the state constitution. We've had classes which I've taught. Many of you went to them. This is going to be a vetted candidate, folks. And when I get done asking him my questions on all kinds of issues, we're going to talk about constitutional carry, reciprocity across the country. We're going to talk about Proposal 3. We're going to talk about what it is actually on the books under which this state is operating that is actually harming this state. The state is broken and it needs to be fixed. How can he, as Attorney General, undo some of the things that are causing damage to our state? Every single elected office, whether it be start at the top with the governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state, state senator, state representatives, they all need to work together with one common goal: fixed Michigan. As the attorney general, the top law enforcement officer, somebody that will be in charge of consumer protectionism, responsible for victims of crimes and understanding the absolute hurt and the pain caused by these crimes, and they need to be prosecuted. Don't be joining attorney general, liberal, progressive communists in other states in a class action lawsuit against our president, Donald Trump, wasting all those resources when we got problems right here in our state. Will he weaponize the Attorney General's office like Dana Nessel has and go after Democrats? I don't want that any more than Dana Nessel did it to John Haggard. Do you know she is still pursuing a case against Lee and Stephanie Chatfield? Our very own state representative for the 107th, which this radio station talks to, and his wife are still facing charges from this evil Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Although she's doing it through another prosecutor, she wanted to recuse herself and gave it to a communist in, what, Muskegon or wherever the heck he's from? I'm sick and tired of this garbage happening in our state. It's got to stop. And again, I'm going to vet him. I'm going to vet him really hard. And if I like what I hear, I'm going to tell you about it. Because when we go to that state convention, folks, I know every congressional district and every party in the state. They all know Trucker Randy. Many of them listen to my show. And if I end up holding a Doug Lloyd sign as we march up to the nominating speeches, you guys are going to know this guy has earned my endorsement. This isn't going to be willy-nilly me endorsing a guy that I don't even know. But I will know him after this weekend. And you'll know even more about him on Monday's show. We have got to fix this state. We have got to get the right Secretary of State candidate. And we, God knows, we need the right governor. We need the right candidate that can beat Duggan. I saw a billboard in Charlevoix yesterday. Constitution Day, September 17, 2025, a year and 2 months before the election, and this Yahoo's got billboards up already. Nobody else can buy those billboards for next year's campaign because he's already got them tied up. Mike Duggan, America's most effective mayor or governor, as an independent, bald-faced lie. He is a communist Democrat who supports ranked choice voting. That tells you everything you need to know about Mike Duggan. I'm going to go take an aspirin, calm down a little bit. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome on into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today so very much. Appreciate the text messages, the comments. One of the things that I think is going to happen at this Michigan Republican Leadership Conference event, which starts tomorrow and Saturday, ends on Sunday, is going to be the networking, the people that are going to be coming to the island, perhaps meeting each other for the very first time. I've heard of Doug Lloyd. I've heard of other people that are going to be on the island. They've heard of Trucker Randy. They've heard about our show. They've heard about our mission, our radio family. But there's a new sense under this leadership of Senator Jim Runstead as the party chair. I think he has brought together the right mix of grassroots as well as establishment, as well as elected officials. Now, I haven't heard, I haven't gotten confirmation that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going to be there, supposedly the keynote speaker or one of the speakers on Saturday night at the Grand Hotel's main dining room. I've also been told potentially Secretary of Homeland Kristi Noem may be coming, others coming. It's going to be a phenomenal event. Grand Hotel is completely sold out with Republicans. I don't even know if the regular public are even able to get rooms because it is a complete Michigan Republican Party conference there in the dining room on Saturday night. I don't know if the regular public is even able to go to that. The Grand sold out. Almost every hotel on the island is sold out. I talked to Enzo Legia there in Mackinac City. Their rooms are booking up. This is going to be a huge, huge event for the Michigan Republican Party. Probably one of the most successful ones in a long time. Lord, I pray to God all of their debt be completely extinguished and that they raise enough money heading into next year, that this is something that Jim Runstead, chair of that party, can absolutely utilize to help us get the best candidates nominated in the August primary next year and be absolutely victorious in November 2026 election. If you're a Democrat, if you're a liberal, and that just made your head explode, go ahead and change the channel. The music will start playing in roughly about 6 minutes. The bottom line is this. We need to come together and unite. I don't care about anybody's establishment position. I don't care about their titles. I don't care about any of that. I care about the people of the state of Michigan. We need to work together to get the best person who can win and then fix our state. Now, right now, I'm very much trying to help Carla Wagner and get the signatures for Ask My Tax to put it on the ballot. Because I believe if it passes and Lansing is forced to deal with the constitutional changes that will take place by we the people voting and passing Ask My Tax, it will absolutely change our state permanently and forever for the good. We will get young people moving back here. We will get businesses coming here. Why would a business want to come to Michigan? Because we eliminated property taxes. Because the amount of money they pay their employees, they know they'll have a better standard of living because they won't have to pay $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a year in property taxes with the salaries they get from their boss. Young people will only have to pay the mortgage principal and interest in homeowners insurance. It'll make housing more affordable for everybody. Those of us who own a house, it'll make our houses worth more. We will start building houses again in this state. Why? Because of the demand. Young people will want to buy houses here, and there won't be enough of them. So guess what, you developers out there, you builders? You're going to get busy. We're going to start building houses again in the state of Michigan like you've never seen before. That's why I'm helping her and hoping actually she gets enough signatures turned in to the Secretary of State to qualify to be on the ballot in August primary next year for governor. We have got to raise the debate and the topics, folks. It's that simple. So I'm going to do everything I can to vet these people, bring forward to you the best information I can so that you can make wise decisions next year. That's my mission statement heading into 2026. So I'm going to pack up this microphone and I'm going to head to Mackinac Island. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning from the Grand Hotel. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow from the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfer.